The first thing you've got to do is determine what type of entity you want to use. We've already pretty much been through them: the sole proprietorship, the partnership, the limited partnership, the limited liability company, or the corporations. You need to decide which one you want. We're not going to go into great detail here, and we could spend a whole 2 or 3 hours deciding which one of these entities you want. We're just going to assume in this series that you want the limited liability company. And actually, the knee-jerk reaction in today's society is you probably want to use a limited liability company. They have tax flexibilities that you can't get in the corporations or the limited partnerships. They have flexibility in management you can't get in the corporations or the limited partnerships. Let me just give you a really quick rundown on the advantages and disadvantages of each one of the entities. The sole proprietorship, it's extremely simple. You set it up. All you have to do is say, I'm in business, and start filing a Schedule C or an E or an F or whatever it is on your 1040 form. You are a sole proprietorship. If you don't have any liability, you're selling stuff out of the garage on eBay, go ahead, use the sole proprietorship. Don't go to the expense of setting up these entities. Partnerships, very easy. All you have to do is turn to your wife and say, Squeety, today we're in business. And you are now a partnership. You file a partnership tax return. Everything comes through. It's basically taxed to you anyway. You don't have to worry about it. It's no big deal. But there is the liability problem. Both the sole proprietorship and the partnership, you are personally liable. The limited partnership has the ability of having partners, and they don't have any liability. They also don't have anything to say about how the business is run. We always used to use family limited partnerships. All the kids could be limited partners. Mom and dad were the general partners, and the kids didn't have anything to say about how the business was run. We could move money down to them. We could move money out to the parents through their wages, their salaries as general partners. They managed it. It worked well. We got limited liability protection because the limited partners were protected. The general partners weren't protected. And so it had that disadvantage. But it had a lot of tax advantages over the general partnership and over the sole proprietorship. And it centralized management. In today's society, we primarily use the limited partnership for what we call family planning. It's called a family limited partnership. We shift income to the kids. We can move assets out of dad's estate. We can get a lot of advantages in the limited partnership for estate planning and asset protection within a family. However, I'm going to tell you, I still like the LLC because there isn't anything that we can do with the limited partnership that can't be done with the limited liability company, the LLC. The corporations came along and the corporations provided asset protection, liability shielding for everyone. We're going to call it limited liability shielding because it's never absolute. A C corporation is the big company sold on the New York Stock Exchange, and unless you are planning on selling public stock, I'm going to have to really question the use of a C corporation by a little company, one or two man, mom and pop shop operation. Yeah, there are some tax advantages to the big C corporations that you can't get in the limited liability companies or in the limited partnerships or even the S corporations. But they aren't huge, particularly in the deductions. There are only a few deductions that you can take in a C corporation that you can't take also in the S corporation or the limited partnership. However, there are a number of ERISA plans that are unique to the C corporation. So you may look at a C corporation under certain circumstances, but unless you're planning on going public, having an IPO, an initial stock offering, you probably are going to have to think twice before you use a C corporation. One of the big problems to a C corporation is there is a double taxation. Yes, you can take all the money you want, basically, out as wage, W-2 wage. However, if there is money left over and you don't take it out as a W-2, then it's going to have to be dividended. And the company, the C Corporation, doesn't get to deduct the money that it pays out to its shareholders as dividends. And of course, the shareholders, they have to take the money they get in dividends and pay tax on it. So it's a double taxation. The other major problem that I see with C Corporations with, I'm going to say, a little company, a mom and pop shop, is mom and pop often don't make it. The company fails. The problem is the company's not making money. It has huge losses. If you're in a C corporation, those losses cannot be passed through to you. They get stuck in the C corporation. The C corporation goes down. That's too bad. Lots of losses. Individuals can't take those as losses. The only thing that can be done is to take them as a corporate loss. Well, there's no income to offset the corporate loss. Basically, you have lost the ability to recognize those losses in your income and try and recoup at least some of your loss through tax deductions offset against your income. It just isn't going to work. The advantage of an S-Corp is you get the same liability shielding as you do in the C-Corp. However, you get to be taxed basically like a partnership. The money passes through to the individuals, it shows up on their tax return. Yes, you're going to take a reasonable wage. The law says you have to take a reasonable wage. If you're making good money in your S-Corp and you want to get that out, you have two ways of doing it. One, you can pay it out as a wage, a W-2 wage. That's subject to all of the FICA, the FUTA, everything else, all the other taxes. Or you can dividend it out. Only with an S-Corp, it's not called a dividend. It's called a distribution. And the neat thing about it is the C-Corp doesn't get to deduct the distributions or the dividends. The S-Corp does get to deduct the dividends. Those dividends come out to the individual shareholders, not as W-2 income, but as dividend income. And the dividend income is not subject to the FUTA, the FICA, the Medicare, the Medicaid, all the rest of that stuff. So you do save some taxes on the distribution. Now, the law says if you're going to distribute like that, you have to have first taken a reasonable wage out of the S corporation. And the IRS is really sticky on this. If you try distributing all of the money and not taking out this reasonable wage first, they're not going to like that. There is an advantage to the S corporation over the partnership, and that is when a distribution is made, it has to be made pro rata based upon your ownership, your stock interest in the S corporation. That works well if you've got a bunch of people who you're working with, your co-owners of the company, and you might not trust some of them because you know that if there's a distribution of the profit, you're going to get your share. That's not necessarily true with the limited liability companies, as we're going to talk about in detail in one of the other sections.